Hello, hello, and welcome back to How to Learn a Language. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Loves Languages, and I am your host for this show and for this episode. And this time, we are talking about language learning intensity. Yes, let's get into it. Before we do, I just want to remind you that, in fact, I'm telling you on the podcast for the first time that on the 18th of October 2023, I can't believe I'm saying this, I am bringing back Grace and Space. So if you're like, yes, if you know what it is, you'll be like, yes, okay, I'm there. Link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. If you are listening and you're like, what's Grace and Space? Let me give you a very brief primer, but I'll talk more about it at the end and it will all make sense. So Grace and Space is a virtual online retreat. And what I mean by that is this isn't just a thing of like me giving you information. Retreat in the sense of it's a chance to pause, it's a chance to reflect and then to look forward again. And so there will be some live sessions, there'll be some teaching, there'll also be some interactive sessions and some Q&A stuff going on. Really, really excited. I'll share more with you at the end, but all the details can be found on the link in the show notes telling you everything about Grace and Space and giving you the link to get your tickets. And tickets, by the way, just $25. That is it. So I don't know, just saying, highly recommend that you grab a ticket to Grace and Space because it's going to be good. And one of the things that we will cover is this idea of going fast and going slow and how there will inevitably be an ebb and flow in your language learning, that it's not always going to be intense. But when it is intense, it doesn't have to have the bit in it, right? Does that make sense? I'm just really excited. So I hope that I'm making sense. So the thing is, it's one thing that's often missing around the conversation of how long it takes to learn a language. It's language learning intensity, right? So you've probably heard me discuss how language learning works and the two phases that we all go through inevitably. If you haven't, definitely come to Grace and Space because you will learn this for sure. We have steady growth and we have speedy gains. And in this episode, I'm going to focus on the speedy gains, but I just want to give you a bit of a primer so you're familiar in case this is new to you and you're hearing me say this for the first time. So essentially, the reason that there are these two phases is because life, right? So life will sometimes demand more of your attention. And when I say life, you know what I mean, work and responsibilities and all of the stuff that we like because it provides opportunity, etc., etc., but that sometimes can feel really like heavy and just all time consuming. Sometimes that is it. Sometimes you are genuinely so busy that the thought of learning a language just doesn't cross your mind until your head hits the pillow at night, by which point you think, whoa, no thank you. I am ready for sleep. And so it's really important that when we think about learning a language and wanting to do so successfully, but also the other side of that is frequently wanting to do so quickly, we need to recognize that perhaps there is firstly an adjustment of expectations that needs to happen, right? So that we have a bit of self-compassion about, you know, our expectations and that we're not thinking, oh yeah, I'm just going to give it a month and I'll be able to speak all of the French in any conversation situation that I find myself in. Probably not going to happen. So when we adjust our expectations a little bit, then we're more prepared for these two phases of steady growth and speedy gains. But when we are looking specifically for speedy gains, that is generally, that's more intensive language learning. So what is intensive language learning? Well, essentially, it's when you do as much of something that works in your language learning as you can, typically for a set period of time, right? So think about those immersive short courses with 8 hours of lessons a day, where like, you know, you go to Spain, you stay in the dorm apartment block with all the other learners, and then you go to lessons all day, every day for like 2 whole weeks, right? And it's very immersive, it's very intense. or things like those very, again, very intensive military language training. So things like the DLI, where, you know, it's mind-boggling how much of a commitment that is. And the thing is, for most people, these sorts of time commitments aren't an option. We work, we study, we have family to raise, we have lots of other things that we need to do as well as learn a language. And so drop everything now and just go and do it. That requires an amount of privilege of time, money, flexibility that not everyone has. But that doesn't mean that intensive language learning is a write-off for people who can't quit their job and spend some months solely learning a language. No, it does not mean that at all. So, how can everyone do intensive language learning? Well, the first thing, again, like when we think about language learning in general with speedy gains and steady growth, it's expectations. And these are expectations set by you. And when we think about intensity, no one specifies the level of intensity other than you. The time period, the amount of daily hours, the language, you get to decide all of it. You get to define what intensive looks like for you. And sure, it might not be as intensive as someone else, but that's okay. I assure you, there's always going to be someone out there with more time and energy that they can devote to language learning than you. That is okay, because it's not just about the time and the energy that you have. It's about what you do within that time. So when you're in a phase of steady growth, you have room to play and explore and enjoy. There's time to kick back a little, watch a film in the language without the need or the desire to translate every word. There's space to go down an etymological rabbit hole when you discover that there's an unexpected connection between two seemingly unrelated words. However, with intensive language learning and with phases of speedy gains, you'll want to be more intentional about what you do. Like I said, you are going to discover a lot more about this at Grace and Space. We have a whole session all about going fast and going slow, and I'm very proud that it's called The Hare and the Tortoise. And so you're going to learn a lot more at Grace and Space. Get your ticket in the show notes, in the description, so you're ready to go. But I'm going to give you three core tips that will really, really matter when you're increasing your language learning intensity here on the podcast as well. Number one, pick your resources wisely. So when you're increasing your language learning intensity, you don't want to be wasting time on the wrong resources for your purpose. And the key message regarding resources when we're in a phase of speedy gains is that we don't have to finish them. I know, shock, horror. I know that for some of us, the idea of completing a resource can end up being the goal. And this can be detrimental, as it means that we're more focused on turning the page or marking that online lesson as complete than we are on our actual progress with the language itself. And another key resource trap is the need to follow everything in a resource in order. Well, in intensive language learning phases, that is not always the best use of our time. So when intensity is the focus, we need to firstly pick resources wisely, and we need to use resources wisely. So not get sucked into thinking we have to finish them or do them in order. So how do we know what we want to learn from our resources to enable us to use them effectively? Well, the second tip here is to set up a training plan. Just like if you were training for a sporting event, you're going to want a training plan or maybe a study plan in place to give you a guide of what to learn and when. Now, this won't always be something that gets followed down to the letter, but it will help us avoid those meandering, what next, study sessions. You know the ones, right? We've all had them where you kind of sit down, you're ready to go, but then actually you've not got anything planned. There's nothing that you've made a mental note of or a written note of what to do next. And so you end up kind of floating around, right? We don't want that when we're going for language intensity. You don't have to explicitly specify exactly which resource or lesson or page number you're going to use for each step. It's more likely that you'll instead want to focus your training plan or your study plan, giving you a guide of what to learn. So the better that you get at language learning, the more you'll know how to select the how you're going to learn in the moment as necessary, right? For example, when I'm training for a running race, I set myself a training plan with distances, but I don't plan my routes. And that way, there's always some fun involved along the way in planning my routes each week as I have to match the distance that I've got set to do, right? And so that just keeps it a little bit fresh. It doesn't then feel like, oh, is this obligation? I've got to go there. Oh man, I don't want to go that way, you know? So with the training plan, with the study plan idea, you're thinking about what you'll be learning, but you're not necessarily setting yourself the how. You're allowing a bit of space so that you can decide that in the moment, if you feel confident in your language learning ability that you can do that. And number three, and this might sound contradictory when we're talking about intensity, but don't be too intense. Don't make it too difficult, too long of a time period, or too intense of a plan and of a goal, right? So again, with the sport comparison, it's all too easy to injure yourself if you don't take appropriate breaks or work out at the right level for the right duration. Same with intensive language learning. To avoid burning out, you need to ensure that you've got breaks planned into that study plan. And this may be intensive language learning now, but if we want longer lasting impacts, if we want to actually remember what we're learning in this phase of intensity, then we need to include breaks in that intense period, in that phase of speedy gains, so that we give ourselves a little chance to just kind of have things settle in and solidify before we move on to something new and quick, do more, right? So just always a wise warning to consider. So then, those are just three tips when it comes to language learning intensity. But as I said, learning a language intensively for a certain time period doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your self-compassion with your language learning. It doesn't mean that you suddenly have to go all on yourself, right? If you're curious how, we are going to cover this in much more detail at this year's Grace and Space. Oh, I'm so excited that this is back. Earlier this year, it's been in the like sort of late spring, early summertime the past 2 years. And so this year it wasn't possible at that time, but I was hoping that in the autumn I'd have a bit of Grace and Space, bit of space for Grace and Space. And I do. So I'm excited to share this with you. So this is a virtual retreat I've hosted annually since 2021. And it is just always such a joy to connect for a day with like-minded language learners like you. And this year, there's going to be taught sessions, a live Q&A, and brand new for 2023, an interactive Learn a New Language session. Oh, I'm very excited. You have the choice of which language, of exactly what you want to learn, but I'm going to be guiding you through that interactive Learn a New Language session. It's going to be so much fun. And there's also the chance to apply for our little bonus day with some very, very exciting things. So I'm not going to reveal too much here on the podcast, but I do encourage you to check the link in the show notes and find out exactly what is happening on that bonus day and what you get. Perhaps it's one-on-one time with me, I don't know. I've said too much. Okay, I'm going to go. Your ticket for Grace and Space includes live access on the day and recording access too. And your ticket is just $25. It is a wonderful, wonderful event. I cannot be more excited to share this with you. And I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, you can email me, lindsay@doeslanguages.com. Otherwise, I'll see you at Grace and Space on the 18th of October, 2023. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you at Grace and Space. Thank you. Bye.